This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today joining us on the phone is Jake Fox. You know him from Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs, Oakland Athletics, Baltimore Orioles, but also he's an entrepreneur. So, Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited.
So before we jump, I want to talk about the Fox Code in just a minute. But before that, give me these great perspectives and be where your feet are. I love that. It's hard for a lot of ambitious people, myself included, to live in the moment because we're always creating the next thing. It's one of the biggest challenges I see for high performers, quote unquote, right? But give me a small moment because it's not all just been handed to you. I know you've been very fortunate. You've worked your butt off. Show up, work hard, be where your feet are. But in a small moment, what is something you do when things are not going your way, or when you don't get a contract? Or give me a small mindset, because I believe that the big things come out of those small moments, and those are the things that we're looking for a lot of times. Is how did they get through that valley to get back to where they are now? Give me a small moment or a lesson.
Derek, I don't know if it's small, but for me, I've always thrived or lived when people told me I couldn't accomplish something, when people told me I couldn't do something. And I think it's part of me that always believed I was put on this earth to prove people wrong. In those times where, there was many times in my career where somebody looked at me and said, look, you're not good enough. You're not good enough to play at that level. You're not good enough to get a college scholarship. You're not good enough to play professionally. You're not good enough to make it to the major leagues. And I think when people are faced with that kind of adversity, they do one of two things. Either they accept it and they tuck their tail between their legs and, okay, I'm going to do something else. Or they say, you know what? Okay, that may be your perspective, but you know what? I'm gonna try, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go through it. I'm gonna prove to you that I am good enough to do what you're telling me I'm not good enough to do. And I think for me, I've always kind of played with that chip on my shoulder, and I think that's kind of what got me through those times where things weren't going great. Because I think you keep your eye they always say keep your eye on the prize, and I think you keep your eye on what you're trying to accomplish, what you focus on, what you're trying to do. And I think you take those lumps along the way. And I always say, if you want to see a rainbow, you got to stand a little rain. And I think getting through those tough times, we all go through them, and I keep my perspective on saying, you know what, I can do this. And I think it just fuels my fire when somebody says, okay, you're not good enough, or you hit a speed bump, or you hit a roadblock, and I think that fuels me more than it deters me from what I'm trying to get to.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn, or send me a message at derek@derekchampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.